Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yokorabaka neke sheke orabaka neke she. We come to give you praise this morning, oh God. We come to honor you as Lord and King and Shepherd. Father God, we just are so grateful that you come with us this morning. You never leave us. You never forsake us, oh God. In the mighty, righteous, holy name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we look forward for your holy presence on a daily basis. Your presence is what we need, oh God. We call upon you as the righteous King, the mighty King, the holy King, the Almighty Father. In Jesus' name, oh, thank you this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bow before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bow before you because you are the great King, the mighty King, and we humble ourselves. We come with adoration. We come with exaltation before you, Father God. We thank you that you are the great and mighty King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. No God like you. Yeke orabaka, neke sheke orabaka, yokorididiaka she. And Father, we thank you, O God, that you have blessed us with excellent health and strength in our bodies, O God. I thank you that our bones are healthy and every part of our body is healthy. I thank you that we're healed by your stripes, Almighty God. Oh, Father God, we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you carried our sickness and our infirmities. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come to cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out spirits of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, bones, breast, throat, back, spine, yokorabaka, liver, kidneys, pancreas, skin, and stomach. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke and cast out all spirits, yokorabaka, causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, yokonama, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, and insomnia. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak healing and strength to our bones, to our muscles, to our joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidney, liver, kidneys, liver, spleen, pancreas, eyes, bladder, and ears, nose, sinus, mouth, tongue, and feet. In the name of Jesus, we loose ourselves from all heart attacks rooted in fear and command all spirits of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, that we could call on your name, O God, and you are holy, God, and you are faithful and a loyal friend, O God. We loose ourselves from all diabetes rooted in rejection, self-hatred, inheritance, and guilt. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all cancer rooted in bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, and slander of the tongue. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from lupus rooted in self-rejection, self-hatred, and guilt. And we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all multiple sclerosis rooted in self-hatred, guilt, and rejection from the Father, and we cast these spirits out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from rheumatoid arthritis that is rooted in self-hatred and low self-esteem, and we command these spirits to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from high cholesterol that is rooted in anger and in hostility, and command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all sinus problems rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from asthma rooted in fear concerning relationships in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system that is rooted in a broken spirit and or a broken heart, and we command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from all strokes rooted in self-rejection, bitterness, and self-hatred, and we command these spirits to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that we are healthy in the name of Jesus. We are healed by every stripe. I thank you, Father God, that when you heal us, we are truly healed. Let your virtue touch our lives, and we are healed. We release the fire of God to burn out any sickness and disease that will operate in our bodies in the name of Jesus. No sickness or plague will come near our dwelling. Jesus, arise over our lives with life and healing in your wings. The Lord, you is our strength of our lives. In Jesus' name, we command every germ or sickness that touches our bodies to die in the name of Jesus. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy in Jesus' name. We are redeemed from the sickness. We are redeemed from sickness and disease. Every plague is stopped when it comes near us through the atonement of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every infirmity. Jesus Christ makes us whole. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let every body function. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way you designed it to function in. In Jesus' holy name we pray. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you are our strength and you are our righteousness. And we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Well, good morning and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are so glad you joined us today. And today is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring our seniors. We love our seniors, and God loves them too. He has loved them even before he carefully placed them in their mother's belly. And so we thank you, oh God. We are honoring our Father this morning like never before. So this morning as I pray for the seniors, I thank God for every senior that's on with us and those who will listen later, and even the seniors in every city throughout our nation and the world. Well, Father God, I lift up the elderly, those with a hoary head, those in the name of Jesus who have called upon you since they were children, oh God, and those who don't even know you and the pardon of their sins. I ask you for your healing to go forth in their bodies. I ask you, Lord, that those who've been calling on your name, that they would come higher in you, that they would reach higher in you, that they would desire more of you, that they would be thirsty for you. They will run hard after you like a deer runs after a water brook, oh God. They'll be hungry every morning, and they will search for you with all their hearts, oh God, and they will come closer to you, and you will draw close to them, oh God. I thank you that as they dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that they will dwell under your shadow, Almighty. They will say of you, Lord, you are their refuge, you are their fortress, my God. They will begin to trust in you as never before. And, Father God, I thank you that they will reach out to other seniors in their neighborhood, in their communities, in the marketplace that don't know you, oh God. And they will have a word in due season for every senior, oh God. And, Father God, I lift up every senior throughout the nation, and I say that they, your Koranadabaka, are blessed and highly favored of you because you've given them longevity, oh God. I thank you for the seniors, oh God, in Jesus' name, particularly those that are your Koranamaka called, your sons and daughters, those, Father God, that you have called out of darkness into your marvelous light. And, Father God, I thank you for their health and their strength, that it comes from you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for their faithfulness and loyalty to you, because you are faithful and loyal to them. I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, their mighty provider. And, Father God, the electric bill, the water bill, the phone bill is nothing to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Oh, Father God, you pay off every bill for them and set them debt free in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that all of their needs are met, spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental, in the name of Jesus, but especially their spiritual needs are met for every senior, oh God. And we just come to give you praise and thanksgiving for the seniors today. I thank you for their faith being more than a grain of a mustard seed. And they can speak to every situation in their lives and say, be thou removed. And their situations are turned around in the name of Jesus because they spoke it forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you said in your word that we can speak forth, we can decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light shall shine upon our ways, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your holy word. I thank you that you are the shepherd of the seniors, O God, and you are leading all of us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Your name is holy. You honor your word above your name, and we do too. And I thank you for seniors digging in your word, searching your word out daily to see, Father God, if they be in the faith, oh God. And so I thank you for every promise you've made to the seniors. And, Father God, I lift up the seniors' children, their grandchildren, great-grand and great-great-grand, if they have any, oh God. And I say that their great-grand and their grand and their great-great-great-great-grand shall live long lives, and they shall honor you. They will rise up and call their mothers, their grandmothers, and great-grandmothers blessed, oh God. And I thank you that their seed will call upon the name of the Lord, and they will live faithful lives like Daniel. They will live faithful lives like Samuel. They will be called as children out of darkness into the marvelous light. So we praise and give you honor and thanksgiving this morning, oh God, because you are mighty God, you are righteous God. And Father, I thank you for the promises that you have given to the elderly, oh God, even to the ones who feel lonely and deserted, oh God. Father, your word says in Psalms 9:10, and they shall know thy name and put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, your word says in Psalms 94:14, for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your word in Psalms 27:10. When your father and your mother forsake you, Lord, you will take us up. And in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen, amen, amen. And so, Father, I thank you that the seniors can cast their every care upon you because you care for them according to 1 Peter 5:7. And according to 2 Corinthians 4:9, Lord God, they may be persecuted but not forsaken. They may be cast down but they're not destroyed. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, your word says in Deuteronomy 4:31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, neither will he destroy you, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. So, Father God, I thank you today that you are with our seniors. You love them. You have loved them for as many years as you have given them and more. In the name of Jesus, your love is eternal for our seniors. So we bless our seniors this morning. And you know what? I am so grateful this morning for each of you. Yes, I'm talking to you. In case you think I am talking to you. I'm telling you, I'm grateful that you joined us this morning on Bible Story Land. Yes, this is a wonderful day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. So you are blessed and highly favored that you are able to call in this morning, that you are able to open your eyes, because the great and mighty God, he blew his breath into you, and you woke up. Don't you think the alarm clock did not do it? Father God did it. He said, my child, get up, and you got up. Yes, he did. So this morning, I want to tell you, we have many great men and women of God on this morning, and one of our, the mighty great woman from Houston, Texas, her name is Karen Itell. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord this morning, and she's going to play. She has such a melodious song that she play unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing a wonderful.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you. What you going to play for us this morning?
This day the Lord hath made.
Amen. I love that song. This is the day. If someone has music on in the background, would you turn it off because we can hear it? So if you have music on in the background, would you turn it off, please? Or turn your phone on mute. Thank you. That the Lord has made, and we are definitely rejoicing because he gave us life and life more abundantly. Thank you so much, Karen. God bless you. Well, we have another woman of God on from Jacksonville, Florida. She sings and give God glory. Her name is Jackie Travis. How are you this morning, Jackie?
Oh, I feel great this morning.
Amen, amen, amen.
Well, listen, I was trying to sing when I get with my patient, Mr. Huggins, Reverend Huggins.
Yeah, so we got a big day today. If you don't mind singing now, I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right.
We got 3 people on this morning.
Oh, all right. All right. My cousin, she's on already?
Yep, she's on.
All right.
She's coming on right after you.
Okay. Then I might not be able to be back home for a while, so I want to just say this. If you could pray for my, I know a senior citizen Dave, Miss Henry, she's real sick. She's sick. And Miss Sonia, she passed away yesterday. I don't know if you remember her or not. She was in your building. And pray for her family. And I got some more senior citizens, Dr. Scott, Miss Scott, Reverend Huggins. I'm putting them on the prayer list before I start, before I forget. And before I can't
okay, you
on.
Said Miss. Did you say Miss Henry?
Miss Henry, Dr. Scott, Miss Scott, Reverend Huggins, Miss Nancy. My niece, she's not a senior citizen, but she's real sick. I need you to pray for her.
Okay.
My aunt, Bethany, she had a birthday yesterday. Thank God.
Amen.
Pray for her. Feeling better. But yeah, I wanted to get that out there in case I didn't get back on to say that, okay?
Okay, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you. What you gonna sing?
I would like to sing the day she just played it, but I'll sing of something else. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me being wonderful. I want you to help me.
Dying.
Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. want you to help me. Wow. I want you to help me. Wow. I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Wow. I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. I said, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, we had two beautiful songs. This is the day the Lord has made, and Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey and help me on my way. That's all of our prayers. I thank you. That was beautiful, Jackie.
I need a boy. Yes, I need something.
I'm sorry, someone saying something? Okay. All right. Well, we have another young woman on this morning. You know, we love family. Family matters to God. He created family. We have Jackie's cousin coming on from Paducah, Kentucky. Her name is Donna, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning, Minister Donna?
I'm doing great. God bless you, Minister G.
God bless you.
I have to tell you, I've heard you pray Saturday after Saturday, but this Saturday, your prayers, I felt them all the way down. I felt your prayers this morning.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He's doing something in me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I thank what him. My mom. I'm going to sing He Will Remember Me.
Amen. What were you going to say, your
all
mom?
Right.
What?
My mom was 87 years old yesterday.
Ooh,
and my
so
husband,
I said, happy, blessed birthday.
Yes, ma'am. My husband will be 60 on tomorrow, and my mother-in-law will be 84 on Tuesday.
All right. Tell them I'm sending blessings to them. Happy birthday to all of them.
Thank you. Okay, I will sing. When on the cross of Calvary, the Lord was crucified. The mob stood round about him and mocked him until he died. Two thieves were nailed beside him to share the agony. But one of them cried out, oh Lord, remember me. Oh, what a shame to kill him out there on that cross. But such a death was dead to rescue all the lost. His blood was made a ransom just to set the captive. I know that I'm included, and he will remember me. Oh, will the Lord
remember me when I fall to the low, when I have crossed that chilly sea, when he will lift up that soul. Oh, yes, yes, he heard my soul cry from bondage set me free. And when I reach the pearly gate, he will remember me. Amen, amen. Woo, hallelujah. I tell you what, it's all in the family.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you all. And I'm so grateful that you take time to come on weekly or whenever you can. We appreciate you. Is it any snow in Kentucky?
It is not. It's going to be in the 70s today, about 73.
Wow, wow. Well, Florida's going to be like that, too, so I thank the Lord. Well, you have
yes,
a blessed day, my sister. I thank God for you. Keep on listening. We have another
yes,
talented woman. I'm sorry. What else did you say?
No, I love you.
Love you, too. We have another
bye.
Talented young woman on. She is, you know, we have so many talented people in the United States of America and even all around the world. Our next guest is from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Minister Stacy Holman, and we are grateful for her to be on today. This is her second time on, but this day she is going to sing and give God praise. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. What you going to sing for us today?
Amen. I thought I'd sing Break Every Chain.
All right. Hallelujah. We're ready.
Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name Jesus, so much power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah. There's an army rising up. Hallelujah, believe there's an army. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus, so much power. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. So much power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. 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 You know, when you say Jesus, devil flee. All kind of stuff and mess begin to happen. Every chain, every shackle, every bondage is broken off of us when we say Jesus. There's power in his name. So that was awesome, Minister Stacy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. You know what? God has placed people in the church to be apostles, according to Ephesians 4:11. Apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the members of the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Our next guest is called by God. I'm sorry, I'm asking people to put their phone on mute because sometimes your voice comes through and it kind of interferes. So put your phone on mute if you can. Hallelujah. So our next guest has been called by God to carry out Ephesians 4:11. And she's a mighty woman of God. I know her by the Spirit. I have not met her in the flesh, but I know her to be an awesome, mighty woman of God. I heard her speak a few weeks ago on Brenda Lombard's ministry in out of Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, oh, my God, God just moved on us. It was an awesome word of God. And her name is Lay Pastor Rose Nims. She's with the Rock Ministries International Church in Humble, Texas, which is near Houston. And she supervised the laity, the leaders of her church. What a mighty, awesome call. You know, God said, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. And God has given her so much. So we are grateful to have her on this morning. And we look forward to the mighty message that she's going to be speaking to us as the Lord spoke it to her. Good morning, Lay Pastor Nims. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I tell you, with your prayers and wonderful songs, I am healed by the power of God.
Amen. We are grateful to have you on with us this morning.
Thank you.
So what are you going to speak to us about this morning?
The Lord has spoken from the 121st division of the Psalm.
Amen.
It's a very familiar passage of the Scripture. And I encourage you, as Moses, as David said several times, to meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. But this particular passage is a poetic song that shadows things to come. And therefore, it is also prophetic. I read it in your hearings. I will lift up mine eyes on the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. When I suffer, thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Praise the Lord. This particular Psalm, Division 153, is a very familiar song of the Greek, meaning that this song, which was composed by David, was sung as the people of God climbed the hill to worship the Lord at his designated place. David was a shepherd. He was trained in his youth by his father, Jesse. His household chore was to keep watch over the family flock of sheep. He was a very important assignment for the sheep provided the sources of the family prosperity, their prosperity. The entirety of this family was for the uses of God. The war better for the sheep, the clothing, the hide, and the skin was used for the making of tents and housing, tabernacle. It was used to make sandals, water bags. The meat was food. The blood covered the lentils, representing the exodus from Exodus of the people of God, and the blood was put on each doorpost and the lantern. The blood also covers the people of God today. For the blood of Jesus burns our heart, in our heart. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The meat was that food. The blood was the covering. The oil was used for anointing, for life, for the making of soap. And the unblemished sheep was for sacrifice. If we meditate upon this, when we think in terms that both of us were saved by the power of God, covered with the blood of Jesus, we are unblemished sheep. You can see the importance of the son that David had. He had to be security officer. He had to be alert at all times, defend against the wild beast, seeking to devour and utterly destroy for his own good. And that's how Satan is against the things of God. He is seeking to devour those that are in the hand of God. David was not trained to be a carpenter. He was trained to be a shepherd. Jesus was the shepherd and the carpenter. He built and he found the people of God. He shepherded the people of God, and brought them, the willing heart, those who had a willing heart, back to God. David was not a hunter. The Holy Ghost is a hunter. The Holy Ghost seeks those that belong to Jesus and secures them the day of redemption when we give him praise. David's training prepared him to be a warrior and king, a defender and a leader. As a young man, David was pursued by the jealous King Saul, simply because David, by the strength of God, had slain the giant Goliath with a stone. The single stone represents our Savior Jesus. Only one man who could slay the giants that come forth in our life is Jesus. David had a slingshot and faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Secondly, Saul was jealous because godly women sang praises to God, praising David above the king. The woman, we must be careful of our well-meaning words with public accolades, placing one above your God-given leader. So you see, David wrote Psalms 121, while in a hostile environment, wild beast, this is King Saul with 6,000 soldiers in pursuit of David. anointed one, was only 600 distressed men. When he walked into his camp, his parents and his brothers. That's what we want to do as people of God. Reach out to our family and bring them in to the ark of safety. Protecting sheep represented the household of God. It required David to protect and to lead the people of God in the midst of hostility and jealousy. In this climax, David declared Psalm 1:1, which I have read to you. He says, regardless to the danger, regardless to the fear, regardless to the army that is against me, and the coward me physically, I will lift my eyes unto him. What did he say? I will lift my vision outside of myself. I will look above myself. I will not depend on myself. I will not depend on my ability. No, I will look to the hill, and the hill represents the place of God's residence. It's above me. I must reach there. I must seek to live there and to dwell with him. David's vision. My health is on top and above that hill. It's an elevated plateau. David's kingship, he sought a place to step unto God. But my faithful for David, no, I will find a place in my name. I will put my name in place. And I will dwell there forever. You read that in 2 Samuel chapter 7. David knew the voice of God, where to seek for and to find God. David opened his heart, his mind, and soul to God. God knew David, and David knew God. The hill is said to be shaped in the form of a giant footprint, too large to be the footprint of a man. It has to be the tree of God. The Hebrew name of God on the side of the hill so the man could reach, and therefore it has to have been written by God. On this hill, Jesus died for the sins of the world as he looked up and dropped his head to say, it is finished. John 1:21. A song of pilgrimage as they climb to worship the Lord. In unison, they sang the Psalms. They sang from Psalms 120th to 134th division, or occasions. Know that where there is unity, there is strength. We sing songs in praise of God. Songs of Abraham's faith and prosperity, the history of Moses' leadership and of God's deliverance. Moses composed a song of deliverance, which is expressed in Exodus chapter 14, and the women sang it in Exodus chapter 15. So, as we look to the hills, whence cometh our help? Know that the things that Sister Steve was praying this morning. It comes from God. It comes from all of our help, all of our needs, all of our supplies. It comes from God. It may come through man. It comes through God. And we can talk to God, and God talks to the individual to get to us. My help comes from the Lord. And he says, you have suffered our foot to move. The word while climbing, and then really walk with God, climbing up to God, coming closer to God, he will not suffer us to stumble. He will not suffer us to fall. He will not suffer any risk along the way to cause us to trip over spiritually. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. It is not his desire that skin is up in his tracks. It is not his desire. It's not his will. He will not suffer it as long as he looks to the heels. He's not asleep. He's not taking cat naps. His eyes are ever on the earth, holding the good and the evil thereof. He sees your enemy. He knows their weapons. He knows their trap. He knows their net. He knows their weapons. But God has made you as trying to keep you and me in all of our ways as we follow Christ. Yes. The Lord is thy keeper. He that keepeth Israel does not stumble sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He's a shade. The shade protected us from the heat. It protected the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. The shade protects us from adversities that comes against us. It is a protection. You don't feel the sting of the situation. You don't feel the burden of the people. And once you feel it, you can rejoice in the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting because he had his shade over me to keep me in this journey. The sun will not fight you by day. That is the hardship, the burdens of life, the pains of life. I think about Jesus, which is said that it is prophetic. Even when Jesus climbed up on that hill in the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. hour, the sun was laid down on him at 2 hours while he was thirsty and dehydrated. The sun could not smite him. The sacrifice was not to be taken by the sun. Thank you, Jesus. God was his shield. My soldiers gambled. The darkness, God shaded him from it. When the sun refused to shine from the 12 until 3 o'clock hour, the darkness of the soldiers gambling over his clothes, the darkness over the priest who had no empathy, that if he be the Son of God, let God save him. The darkness of this world will not cause us to backslide on God as long as we look to the hills. My God. At the appropriate time, he simply dropped his head, released his spirit into angels' hands to be delivered to his Father in glory. God kept his promise to return Jesus to his glory, his power and authority. So let's look at the victory. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He preserved thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Jesus, the carpenter, Savior, Shepherd, has gone to prepare life for us. Thank you, Jesus. He will not suffer our foot to be moved, but he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. No stumbling rock, no heel too hard to climb, climbing in the company of other believers. God will keep us. The former keeper is in the show today. All who will look up and sleep shall be saved. As they climbed the hill in great expectation, David now was inspired to say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Will you come either the north, the south, the east, or the west? Enter with thanksgiving. Thank God because you climbed the hill. Thank God you overcame the tempter. Thank God no net pulled you back into the world. Thank God no temptation overtook you as you enter into the gate and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him bless his name. For whatever territory you have traveled, whatever city you have called to be on this prayer line, whatever state you have called to be on this prayer line, whatever state that you have entered to be on this prayer line, just be thankful unto him that bless his name. Hallelujah. Give unto the Lord praise and glory that is due unto him. That he gets promised. So we look forward to entering with the east gate to be evermore with God, when we shall see him as the stars shall unfold, and our shepherd, savior, keeper, and provider shall make the grand entrance into this world. The trump of God shall sound. We'll step out on the cloud, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Those of us who are yet alive shall be caught up with them in the air, wherever we are with the Lord. That's why I encourage you to keep looking to the hills. That's where your help comes from. God bless you.
Amen, amen. And she said, as lay pastor spoke, keep looking to the hills. You know, that's one of my favorite passages in Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That was an awesome word, lay pastor. I thank the Lord. We could feast on that. We could feast on that word. And we are truly fed today by the word that you spoke from the Lord. And I just thank the Lord. You know, as you talked about David and him being a shepherd and how his father Jesse trained him, and just how, you know, he watched over the sheep, and even about Jesus and how Jesus, you know, is our shepherd. You know, he's a good shepherd, and he carefully watches over us, even now, how he sits on the right hand of the Father. I thank you for that word, late Pastor Nims. We appreciate you. She's a senior citizen, giving the word of God to seniors on Senior Citizens Day. So I thank God for that awesome, rich word that she gave. God bless you, lay pastor. We appreciate you so much.
Bless you. Thank you for the offer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Amen, amen. Our next guest is from Marrero, Louisiana. She has the gift of song and praise unto the Lord. She plays the piano and she sings. And, you know, not only that, she is a woman of God who gives the word also. So we got people from Louisiana and Kentucky and Texas on with us today, Florida, all different places. I tell you what, God got his people all over the world. He stationed us all over the world. So I thank God. So good morning, Glardine. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. And I know you're doing good. You sound good.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm praising my Father.
You're ready. Yeah, you're ready. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thanking Lord for that song, 121. I like that song. It's my favorite song, 121. Praise God. So just wait till I get to the piano. I'm going to do, because of that song, he says, something down in me tells me to go ahead. Okay.
Amen. Yes, indeed. I thank God for you.
Give me a little walk to the organ, the piano, yeah.
All right. So I thank God. You know, as lay Pastor Nims, you know, was speaking about the word, it brought back, you know, memories when I used to hear this song as a child. I would lift up mine eyes into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. You know, God is awesome. He made the heavens and the earth. And I tell you what, he's so great. He made it in 6 days, and then he rested. You know, sometimes we go and go. We think we got, you know, ever-ready batteries, everlasting batteries. We need to rest, too. You know, if the Father rests, we definitely need to rest. Some of us are tired, and we drag in ourselves. We need not to overtax our bodies. We need to get needed rest. Shut down the phone, shut down the TV, shut down everything electrical, and open up to the Father. Get in that secret place and dwell and just let the Lord minister to you and allow you to rest in him, in his mighty palm. Yeah, he loves when you come to the secret place. Oh, yeah, that's my daughter. She called him my name. She coming in the secret place. He just opens the door for you to sit and dwell with him because he's with, and that's where your help is, right there in that secret place. So, Sister Glory Dean, you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Amen. What you going to play today?
Because of that song, 121,
okay.
Something Down in Me. Something Down in Me.
All right. Down in Me, you got another one you can prepare for it? something down in me telling me to go ahead.
I hope you heard it pretty well.
Oh, it was very clear. I said, you got another one you want to sing?
Oh, I can wait. I have to wait till this little phone. The battery is low, so I'm going to have to let it
Don't worry about it. All right, don't worry about it. But that was awesome. Something down in me telling me to go ahead. The Holy Ghost, the love, the strength, and Jesus down on the inside of me telling me to go ahead. You know, God don't want us, stuck in the mud and mire of life. He wants us to move ahead in him. You know, if you were baptized in 1939 or 1975, you should be growing in God. You got to grow in God. You cannot stay the same. You got to grow. God calls us to grow. You know, just like children grow, seeds grow, we got to grow in God. The way we grow is to study his word, and then that something on the inside of us, Jesus, begin to grow in us. And the old is washed away, and that new person rises up. So something down on the inside of us. Woo! I love that song. That was awesome. You might have said to yourself as a senior, I have raised my children, and now my grandchildren need me. What can I do as a grandparent to help their parents train them up? I want my grandchildren to be saved and to know the Lord as their personal Savior too. So, you know, you may be saying those things to yourself. You know, some seniors feel left out. You know, they feel like, oh, my God, you know, my life is over. What am I going to do? Oh, God got work. As long as you got breath in your body, God got work for you to do. You ain't supposed to be sitting on the bench, sitting at your house, singing, woe is me. No. He got work for you. You don't have grandchildren. Other people got them. You can help them. Maybe you're going to pray for them one day. Or maybe you're going to smile at them or just tell them what good children they are. You know, I hear people say, oh, they so bad. They just terrible. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Never tell your children they're bad. Everything God made is good. Now, if they got some bad stuff on the inside of them, that means you got to bend the knee more often. You got to pray for them. Lord, I notice my grandchild is lying. You know, I bind up that lying spirit up. Put fire to it, and I send back to the pits of hell. But I noticed my grandchild took some cookies, and I told him, don't take, oh, Lord, they got that little stealing spirit. I bind that up, and I cauterize it at the root, and I call it null and void. They won't do it no more. Father, I thank you that my grandchildren are blessed and highly fed. You know, you can pray for them. Pray for your grandchildren. You know, grandparents are very can be now. Some may not want to be. But grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, they can be instrumental in teaching their grands about Jesus. I know we like to bring them to church, but that is not enough. Bring them to church is not enough. You got to teach them. When you're with them and you bend the knee, let them bend the knee too. Two-year-olds can bend the knee. I used to teach in the nursery at church, and I had those two-year-olds, one-year-olds bending the knee. Even, you know, their parents used to bring them in with pacifiers. And I'd say, they're not going to need this. They're going to be singing. They look at me like I was crazy. Sister G, they can't even talk. I tell you what, in a few weeks, those one-year-olds were singing, Jesus loves me, this I know. I tell you what, they stopped bringing them pacifiers. Grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, bend the knee with them while they're young. I knew a young woman, oh, my God, she had the Spirit of God on her so heavy. She said she could remember her grandmother waking up in the middle of the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and she'd look in on it, she'd be on her knees, Lord, help Jesus. Lord, help my grandchildren. Lord, bless my family. Lord, hear my, oh, she would just be praying. And do you know because of her praying spirit, oh, God anointed that granddaughter to have that same praying spirit, but she was like, she was a young woman, 30-something years old. But I tell you what, she had a grandmother spirit. She remembered when her grandmother prayed over her, laid hands on her, and prayed on her. Grandparents, we got big jobs to do. Don't you see all the murdering and killing of our children? We don't want them, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. When they leave home, even in their own home, the devil coming and taking them at an early age. Some of them are, you know, a car went into a garage a few months ago, drove in it in the middle of the night and killed the child. The child had great promise in life, great promise. She was one of the top 10 in her class. She made the honor roll. Oh, she had plans to go to college, but her life was taken out. You don't know how long your children's going to live. So instill God in them. So when they stand before God, he'll say, come on in, my child. You know, we don't know how many years they had. Teach them to pray. Teach them to read. You know, as I've told you many times, right now I'm teaching a Sunday school, and we call it the Believers Class. And I tell you what, we got some young believers. My four-year-old, I was teaching them about tithing. And I said, okay, baby, if your mama, I had four-year-old, six-year-old, seven, eight, nine, and a 10-year-old. I said, okay, now, if your mama give you $10, a tenth of that is $1. If she give you $2, a tenth of that is 20 cents. She give you $3, a tenth of that is 30 cents. I said, now, if she give you $4, how much is a tenth? Oh, they start raising their little hands. When I got to the $6, my little one, he said, 60 cents? I mean, he can figure it out. They're so smart. You could teach him about tithing. And then I got to, the Lord, you know, had me get change. And when they had to give on Wednesday night, I gave them some change, and I said, okay, now here's your tithe money. Go put it up there in the offering basket. And they were so eager to put their little tithes in, and then we also planted seeds, and their seeds began to grow. One of them seeds didn't even grow, and mine didn't either. So guess what? We say some seeds fall on stony ground and some on good ground. Let's pray that your seeds are going to fall on good ground. And, you know, I've taught them, you know, so many different things. They know all about, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. If I call on them every age, they know the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Oh, they know all of them. They can tell them to me. They know how to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. They know how to dress right as a soldier. And I'm talking about young children, 4 years old. And I tell them to turn to the table of contents. I taught them. They turn to the table of contents. That's okay, baby. Tell me the patriarchal book. They know them. They can say Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. I say, okay, now, baby, tell me the book. Tell me the books of what do you call them? I can't even think of it right now myself, but I bet you they could tell me. That's where Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. They could tell me all of those books. So soon we're going to be on the major prophets, then the minor prophets. And you know what? They know the gospels. Yeah, I said, tell me what the gospels are, because I taught them. They are soaking up like a sponge. I'm telling you, your grandchildren can learn. If I tell my four-year-old, point to Deuteronomy and spell it for me, baby, in the Bible, he will spell it. He know where it is. If I say, point to Job and tell me, spell it, baby, he could spell it. And I asked him one day, I said, you know, we've been studying about the mustard seed and how your faith is even as a grain of a mustard seed. I said, tell me, who can tell me what faith is? My four-year-old raised his hand, and I thought he was rambling at first. And I said, faith means, and he kept saying, and finally he said, to believe. I said, praise the Lord. Now, you know if a four-year-old can do that, what our senior citizens can learn and what we can teach our grandchildren. You don't have no grandchildren. Teach it to the children in your neighborhood. Call them over to your house. I looked at a movie a few months ago, where this older gentleman didn't have any children, no grandchildren, but he started teaching a young man in his neighborhood to cut his grass. And one day he said, oh, bring your friends over. And he served them lemonade. He started teaching them about the Bible. And you know those young men grew up to be the fivefold ministry? They started their own ministries as God led them. They became apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. And, oh, my God, they became great young men because of the seed that older gentleman put on the inside of them. So I hope your minds are thinking and you are asking the Lord, Lord, I've been sitting at my house looking at TV all day. What can I do for you today? How can I serve you? Lord, you always doing for me. You heal my body. You're providing money for me every month, Lord God. You're protecting my children, my grandchildren, Lord God. Father, you are providing mental stability for me. You are giving me peace of mind in the midst of a perverse generation. Lord, you're protecting me morning and night, noon and night. Lord, you watched over me through the years. What can I do for you, Lord? You know, our children need a personal relationship with God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. You know, our grands need devout grandparents. Don't you know Timothy had a devout mother and a devout grandmother. His father was Greek. His mother was a godly woman, and so was his grandmother. And he was trained in the scriptures at a young age. Read in 2 Timothy 2:5. Let me see what it is. I think it's 2 Timothy. Hold on, I'm going to find it for you in just a minute. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. It says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first was in thy grandmother Lois. You heard that? First was in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I'm persuaded that it's in thee also. Your grandchildren got greatness on the inside of them. Just pull it out of them and teach them so you can see the greatness on the inside of them. I promise you they'll soak up what you teach them like a sponge. When you teach them how to pray, not just at mealtime. You know, I tutor children during the week. And I give them a snack sometime, and we'll sit down, and I'll say, now, don't forget to pray for the children that are hungry. And they pray for those hungry children. They say, Lord, thank you for blessing us with food, a snack. Bless all the children who are hungry, and their mamas and their daddies and their families that are hungry. They know how to pray. They're 5 years old, 7, 8 years old. They know how to pray. Because guess what? I'm teaching them. I'm not just praying for them, around them, I'm teaching them. The Lord said, train them up in the way they should go. What is training? Teaching them about him, teaching them how to pray, teaching them how to read the word. And trust me, that four-year-old did not know how to read before he was in the class, believer's class on Sunday morning. He didn't know how to read, but he knows now. Even sometimes on Sundays, he'll sit with me on the bench. And he was doing scribble scrabble one day. I said, oh, no, you're not going to scribble scrabble. Here, I opened up the word. I said, now you write these words from the Bible. He started writing Job and Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. And he may not, you know, he may not recognize every word he reads in the Bible. He's 4 years old. But as I begin to point the word out, his mama begin to point the word out, other people begin to point the word out, they'll learn the word. So as grandparents, and still, you know, God called us to be devout, dedicated to teach our children, our grandchildren, about the love Jesus has for them and how they should live. Instill good character in your grandchildren, good character traits, good attitude. You know, some of them pout when they're 2, and they pout when they're 22. Because you know why? We didn't beat that out of them. The Lord said, if you beat them, it will not kill them. Don't allow them to carry them bad attitudes when they're 18. I hear some grandmothers say, you know, that's how they raise their children. That's how my children raise. I ain't raised them like that, but that's how they parent. Ah, what you doing about it? I don't care how parents raise their children. When they come to my house, They live under the rules in my house. They may rip and run, tear the walls down in their house, but when they come in my house, they sit and they listen, and they don't do what they want to do. I said, wait a minute, you at my house. This is how we do things here. So you can instill good habits in them. You can instill positive, you know, talk to them. You know, some of them are beat down by their own family members, their brothers and sisters. You ain't no good. You ain't never going to amount to nothing. They put them down. But you build them up when they come to you and say, baby, God called you to be great, and you're going to do great things. You are a leader. I see now you a leader. Come on. I want to teach you how to pray. Let's get on our knees. Train them how to be honest. People of integrity. Trustworthy. If you send them to the store, make sure they get what you said and don't spend your money. Say, look, only get this and bring my change back. That'll teach them how to be trustworthy. And if they don't do it, you take them back to the store and take it back. I remember one grandmother brought a child to me. She said, oh, he stole this from Walmart. I said, you should have beat him all the way back to Walmart. He's 11 years old and made him take it back. Oh, but he ate. I don't care. Make him take the empty package back and give him money to pay for it. And I bet you he won't do it no more. You got to train them while they're little. You got to teach them to be sincere. Sincere. Reliable. Independent. Responsible. Love God. Love themselves and love each other. Wise people. Teach them how to be wise to make good decisions. You know, we got a lot of responsibility as grandparents to teach, to train, to direct, to pray for, and with our grandchildren. Join me in taking on the responsibility for your seed, for our seed. This will help them and us to build a more secure future if you train them up to have good character. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody on today? Yes, I'm talking to you. Anybody on today who's not saved, press 1. We're offering salvation. God said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling all of us to repent everywhere. He wants us to repent, turn from our wicked ways, and follow him. And he wants our children to do the same. So is anybody on here that's not saved, please press 1. All right. Looks like everybody on here today is saved. I thank God for you. If you know anybody who's not saved, you can speak a word of salvation to them. You can ask them, say, look here, you saved? Even the children, even your grandchildren, you can lead them to Christ. You know, when they get to an age where they understand, and some of them understand at very young ages, they're able to grasp concepts and understand the word of the Lord at a young age. And you know what? I tell you what, I pray that none of us are backslidden. So I'm asking the Lord to forgive all of us today for any errors. He said, who can know his errors? We don't know all about the error of our ways. We don't know all of our transgressions, trespasses against God. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to study the statutes of God. I don't know the statutes of God. I don't know all his commandments and his statutes and his laws. And you know what? I have to repent every day because I'm sure I break them. I don't know them. I don't even know if I broke them or not, but I'll repent. I'll say, Lord, forgive me whatever I thought, whatever I said, every action I took against you today. Forgive me, O Lord, because I don't know what I may have done. But God knows, and he is in the forgiving business. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. If you are requesting prayer, or even if you're already on live and you need prayer, press 1. Press 1 if you need prayer, and I'll allow you to come on live and speak your prayer request. Jackie already spoke her prayer request. And Jackie, I don't know if I got all of them. I got Miss Henry, Pastor Huggins, Miss Nancy, your niece, your aunt, your patient. I forgot somebody. You said Dr. Somebody.
Oh, Dr. Scott and Mrs. Scott.
Dr. and Mrs. Scott? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think it was
all right.
Sonia's family. You know, Sonia had passed away. Do you remember her?
Uh-uh.
Okay, she was in your building. She used to be with Jackie Beach and her group, Miss Ann.
Okay, okay. I probably know her, but I just can't.
Just
how, how old was she?
60-something.
Okay. I probably know her.
Pray for her family.
Okay.
Pray for her family, okay?
All right.
All right.
Anyone else? Prayer request? Press 1 if you're already. Press 1. Just state your prayer request. If you don't press 1, I can't take your prayer request. I don't know that you're speaking. You got to press that 1. Okay.
Also, my son.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Glardine?
Oh, my son. My oldest son, Clinton. He's been diagnosed with that prostate cancer.
Clint?
So, yeah. Prostate cancer.
Okay.
So we're praying for him.
Okay. All right.
You know, Oliver was
okay.
healed of it. Oliver was healed, and I'm not. Other son has it, but I know God can do everything.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. So someone else is pressing 1 here. Hold on, please. I'm going to like to come on just a second. Okay, good morning. Good morning. You're on live 985-718. Hello? 985-718. You press 1. Do you have a prayer request? I can't hear you if you're speaking. 985-718. You have a prayer request. You press 1. Okay, they're on live, but they're not saying anything. Can't hear you. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Letitia. I'm not too sure how to use the prompt, so.
Okay, well, we hear you now. You got a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I had a stroke a couple of years ago, and I'm currently in therapy. And I'm having a lot of pain with the therapy, and I cannot sleep at night. My back hurts, so I need prayer for that, because I really want to do my best in my therapy so I can get up and start walking again.
Amen.
Praise
God. Well, I thank God for you being on, Letitia. I praise God. You know, Letitia, I thank God that he's brought you a long way. Woo!
Oh,
he blessed you so much. Yes, he has. Okay, any more requests? Press 1. Press 1 on your phone, and then I'll put you on live. Prayer request. Press 1. Got to press 1. Can't. Take your prayer request unless you press 1.
I'll just do an impromptu 1. Just pray for the group here. I noticed everybody from Brenda's room is here, and if you're not part of Brenda's room, call Carita, and she can give you the information.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Okay. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Brother David. And someone else. Hold on 1 second. Brother David, you have a prayer request?
Yeah, I pray that Bible Storyland continues to grow. And that I just pray for peace, unity, friendship, and love. And that everyone stays strong during the storms of their life. And that we all continue to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. How you doing, Brother David?
I'm blessed and grateful. I'm just sitting here taking in all the good words and being on you all.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you.
Amen.
God for you, man of God. All right.
Amen.
Let's see, we have another prayer request, 891. That's you, Sister Donna?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Good morning. How are you? That's Brother David's beautiful wife.
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. So, prayer for my my mother, because she's fairly old, and she has a lot of pain from arthritis and diabetes, so just so she can, you know, go through the day without so much pain. And then I have a brother. His name is Dave. And he has a tumor. So hopefully it might be affecting his behavior. Hopefully it will be, you know, he can recover from that. And also just to have my sons get scholarships for colleges and summer intensive. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, what's your son's name? Which one?
David and Dante.
Okay. So you want both of them to have scholarships? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. Surely do.
I understand.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right.
Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, wait. Someone else, press 1. Hold on, please. 857-3188. Prayer request.
Praise the Lord, Master Krista. This is Evangelist Cheryl. God bless you.
Hey, Sister Cheryl. How are you, girl? Is it snowing in Boston?
I'm blessed. Oh, no. Praise God. I hope we got through the worst of it. It's not.
Y'all, one of my friends called me from Boston, and she said, girl, I've been snowed in this year. She snowed in twice. Their neighbors had to dig her out. I said, oh, my God. And it was like sunshine here in Jacksonville, snowed in Boston.
Exactly. We've had our share of it, that's for sure.
And that's another prayer request, that we don't have strange weather this summer.
Okay. Hold on, Karen. Let me take this back in just a minute. Sister
okay.
Cheryl, what's your prayer request again?
Well, I have a prayer request for me and the little prophetess, of course. God, keep his hand on us. I thank God for the ministry is really beginning to really blow up. But outside of that, we're really believing God for souls. And in my neighborhood, there was a brother whose children were taken by Department of Social Service. And I've been praying for him. Bishop has been praying for him. He told me they have 2 weeks to make a decision whether they're going to adopt out his children. And then there was a sister that was in the church and fell away. 7 months, not our church, and I'm praying that she comes under Bishop and talks to her. So just praying for the needs of the people and praying that God open up our prayer line that Bishop has for a day that's workable for his schedule. He has 7 churches and praying that he can do it one day to just minister for the public in general.
Amen, amen. All right, Sister Cheryl, thank you so much. So
yes.
Karen, I'm sorry, were you finished, Sister Cheryl? I apologize.
Oh, yeah, I just ask you to pray for me and a little prophetess, protection, pray for the addictions in the neighborhood. They're very, very bad, and it's heart-breathing, just praying for these addicts and praying that God save them and praying that God bring peace in these neighborhoods.
Amen, amen. All right, Sister Karen, you gave another prayer request that I didn't hear all of it. What was it?
Well, you were talking about the snowing weather in Boston and the weather in Jacksonville. The thing is, let's pray away the storms before they come here.
Yeah, you don't put it in there. What are you talking about? See, look, come here.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay.
Just a little purple bucket. Put it in the bucket. Blow it.
Okay, someone is speaking out loud on the radio, and we can hear you coming through. Would you put your phone on mute, please? Appreciate it. But your phone's on mute. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I can put it.
Let's see, we have some more. No, I think that's it. Someone still have your phone on speaker. Would you put your phone on mute? I appreciate it.
Aretha?
Yes.
Did you get my prayer request?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
How about the weather? I did. Okay. I'm putting a lot of people on mute right now because I don't know who that is that has their phone off. So you're on mute right now. I'm letting you know a lot of you are on mute. Okay. Okay. I'm going to pray. Seek the Lord's face. Hallelujah. Yoko namaka devi yoko shebaka neke yorabaka. Yoko rabaka neneke shekorabaka. Oh, Father God, we agree with your plan today, oh God, because your plans are mighty, your plans are great. We are limited in our plans, oh God, but you have the almighty plan, oh God. And we agree with your plan, oh God. Your plan is awesome, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in us, oh God. And Father God, we repent before you because we're human and we're subject to error, subject to sin. So we ask forgiveness. Even the little foxes that spoil our vine, we ask forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, oh God, that you are the God who hears and you are the God who answers. And you said even before we call, you've already heard. You've already answered in Jesus' name. Yokorabaka neneke. And I lift up the seniors that Jackie worked with, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Mother Henry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for Mother Henry's health and strength. And the other seniors, the Pastor Huggins, Miss Nancy, and Jackie's niece and her aunt, oh God, and the patients that she take care of. I pray, Father God, for their health and their strength, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you that they are healthy and well. They are healed by every stripe that you took for them in Jesus' name. We rebuke the enemy on their behalf that's touching their bodies and causing sickness, illness, or disease in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we send the fire of God against every disease that's in their bodies, and we ask you, Lord, to heal, 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 heal. Lord, when you heal, we are truly healed, so heal their bodies, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank you for your healing virtue going throughout their body. Father God, send the word and heal them in Jesus' name. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that Jesus carried our sickness and our infirmities in his body in the name of Jesus, and we are healed by every stripe that he took on the cross in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we cast out spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we walk in divine health and healing. And, Father God, I thank you that cancer is nothing to you. AIDS is nothing to you. Even diseases that are known and unknown to man, you are able to cure because there's nothing impossible to you. Oh, God, we bless you. We praise you. We honor you today, oh, God. And, Father, I lift up Glory Dean's son. And I thank you, oh God, for healing him of prostate cancer. I break, rebuke, and cast out all spirits of cancer out of his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, particularly in the prostate area. We say you will not spread. You will be shriveled up and die in the name of Jesus. In his body, every cell in his body is healthy. Every cell in his body is well in Jesus' name. And, Father, we are praising you for the great healing you did in her son, Oliver. We are giving you thanks that you heal Oliver, and you are no respecter of persons, so heal his brother Clinton, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing your daughter Letitia a mighty long way. You have been her help. You have been her strength, oh God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You're in the healing business. You're in the providing business. Now, Lord, you have provided her with strength in her body so much so that she was able to come out of the convalescent home, oh God, and able to get her own place, oh God. So, Father God, remove the pain as she goes through the therapy, oh God. But I thank you for the pain because it let her know that healing is coming forth, that there's something out of line, and when the pain goes away, she'll know it's lined up with your word. Because, Father God, you said, beloved Letitia, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father God, I thank you that you will give Letitia sound, sweet, restful sleep, oh God. Purge her body of toxins. Purge her body of all those things that's in it that's not of you, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that tried to disturb her sleep, her rest. I say that she will have sound, peaceful sleep and rest in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, for what you've done for Letitia and what you're about to do. I thank you, oh God, that you've been faithful, loyal to her. You have never left her. You have never forsaken her. Even when she was ill on her bed in her affliction, you told her to rise up and take her bed of affliction and walk. And, Father God, she obeyed you. She heard you. She believed you. And she walking. I thank you, oh God, that she will continually walk. I thank you for that lower back strength, neck and shoulder strength. I thank you for the strength in her hips, in her knees, in her legs. I rebuke any swelling in her body right now. I say, swelling, you must go in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing for Letitia, your daughter. I thank you for keeping her blood pressure at normal levels. I thank you for removing anxiety from her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of anxiety to be removed from her and never return in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I thank you for Karen, your daughter, who faithfully comes on weekly. I lift up her parents, her sisters, her brothers, her extended family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as she spoke today, I thank you that you have your great weather plan for us. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to interfere with the weather in Jesus' name. Even those who come on the news and speak your about all of these terrible weather, give negative weather report. We believe your report. Your report says all is well and everything is subject to you, oh God. So even our weather is subject to you. You spoke to the wind, the rains, and the water. You said, peace, be still. And we speak to the weather and we say, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, oh God, for Brother David, oh God. In the name of Jesus, here's prayer request, Father God, is that Bible Storyland continues to grow and grow in grace, in wisdom, in knowledge of you, oh God, and that we would have peace, love, and unity in the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for this awesome, mighty man of God who you called to come on Bible Storyland weekly. And I thank you, oh God, that everything that he put his hands to do will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a healthy mind, a healthy body. Strengthen him spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. I thank you that he is growing by leaps and bounds in you. He is hungry for you as never before. And even as he is the head of his family, oh God, I thank you for him being the husband you call him to be, the father you call him to be, And I thank you, Father God, as he study your word and teach it to his wife and his children, that they will grow by leaps and bounds, O God. I thank you that his house will be called the house of praise, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for the words coming out of his mouth, that he will say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Father, I thank you for his wife, Sister Donna, O God, who sticks by his side, who's the mother of his children, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they are subject to you and subject to each other, O God, that they, your Koranabaka, are bound in the throat of the enemy, that as they hold hands and pray together daily, O God, the enemy will have no rest. The enemy will flee from them because they are resisting him. Their children are in a safe place in you. Their children are growing in you, O God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, you know her mother is an elderly woman, and she has been ailing in her body. And we call out arthritis right now. We say, come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. And we bind that sugar demon. We say, sugar, you got to go. Oh, sugar, you can't reside in our diet. You got to get out of our diet, sugar. You causing too many problems in us, sugar. In the name of Jesus, that white granulated stuff got to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that we will eat fruit that you provided for us, oh God. We will not eat that white poisonous stuff anymore, but we will eat healthy. We'll eat blueberries. We'll eat strawberries, pineapples, apples and grapes and bananas and cherries. And, oh, Father God, you made so much fruit for your people, oh God. And so, Father God, we bind up that diabetic condition in her mother and we send it back to the pits of hell. We say you cannot reside in her. Even her cholesterol is your Koranabaka stable in Jesus' name and at the level where it should be. And, Lord, you know Sister Donna and Brother David have two beautiful sons, David and Dante. Dante and Father, they are requesting money for them to go to school in the form of a scholarship. And so, Father God, you promise whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. And, Father God, I thank you that they won't have to come out of their money, out of their pockets with money to pay for their children's schooling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for their children making the honor roll every quarter, being a Koranabaka magna cum laude of their graduating class, oh God, in Jesus' name. You're able, oh God. And if they lay hands on their children and pray daily, I thank you, oh God, that they have much wisdom, much knowledge, much understanding. They're cunning in science and reading and social studies and math. They are geniuses in all of their subjects, academic subjects, oh God. And Father, as they teach them your word, their word will dwell in them richly. And the word is able to give them much wisdom when they come to do their tests. They're able to say, Lord, I don't remember the answer. Bring it to me. And, Lord, because of their faithfulness, you're going to bring it to them, and they will pass the test with high marks, top grades, 100%, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless you today. We honor you. We give you praise and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I have truly enjoyed each of you. And I thank God for you coming on. We were truly blessed this morning. We had over about 17 people or so live with us this morning. And we are truly grateful, even if we have one. Last, about 2 weeks ago, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, there was just me and the Lord. And I was praising my Lord, and giving him glory. But I thank him that he had each of you on today. God loves you more than you realize. I love each of you. I thank God for you joining us weekly. We appreciate each of you. Call in and join us on Thursdays, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And Father, forgive me because I did not call Sister Cheryl's name out in Boston and pray for her daughter, she and her daughter, Deborah, and their ministry, oh God. So, Father God, thank you for bringing it back to me, showing it to me that I wrote it down to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, for those children who lost their home, who are under social services, who need parents. I thank you, Father God, that they will find just the parents that you lead them to, oh God, for those children, oh God. I pray for Sister Cheryl's prayer line ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus and her church family. And I pray salvation in her neighborhood and all of our neighborhoods, that every one of our neighbors will be saved, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit, delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. So as I said before, I love each of you. God loves you more. It is closing time. Join us on Thursdays, the first, second, third, fourth Thursday, the first, second, third, fourth Saturdays. We come on 5 p.m. on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And we come on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So call in. The number you call today, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, God-filled month and year. And don't forget, obey God. When he tells you something, don't say somebody told me and just ignore it. Obey him. He's speaking to you. Just like he spoke to Samuel when he was a child, he said, my sheep know my voice. Another voice they will not hear or answer. So God knows when you're calling on him, and you got to hear his voice. Study the word to show yourself pleasing to God. God loves you so much. Love that. Show love that to God. You know how you do it? Through obedience. Obey him. Obey is everything he tells you to do. And when you slap in obeying, repent. And then say, Lord, give me another chance to do it, oh God. So have a God-filled day, as I said. Be blessed every day. I'll talk with you this Thursday as the Lord leads. Have a blessed morning, a blessed day. And don't forget, spread the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Praise him, praise him, praise him, honor him, bless him. Oh, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oops, I'm sorry, Karen, I got you on mute. All right, I'm listening for you to play now, Karen.